Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Barone. And now, to our elder, with an anointing sermon already in progress. I'm good.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just give an honor to Christ Jesus.
I'm on the run. Oh,
thank you,
Lord. I'm on the run.
Missionary Kiera being here with
us.
For each and every one of you that pressed your way to come out tonight. We're getting ready for the most important part of any service. That's when we get ready to go before the Almighty. And then we allow Him to talk to us. All week long, we've been asking Him for this and talking with Him about that.
Yes.
Well, tonight, praise God, that's what I'd call a worship service. So you come in to worship Him, and then the voice of the Lord comes down, and He speaks through the speaker. I don't know what you've asked Him for, but He do. And if you just humble yourself before Him, you'll get a word tonight. As we're all standing, praise God. We're getting ready to put you into the hands of the man of God for tonight. I introduce to some and present to all others, Elder Vincent McKinley.
Fill me up.
Clap.
Until I overflow.
Hallelujah.
I want to run.
Jesus.
Till I overflow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want to run over.
Hallelujah.
I want to run over.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise, everyone. Church, say hallelujah.
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 Yes, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. With your Bibles in your hand, as you're continuing to stand on your feet, for those who can, for those who are able to stand upon your feet.
Get your Bible.
And if you're doing the work of the Lord as of playing the loud sounding cymbals and the organ, amen, continue to do so. Amen. That's the job. That's your, amen. Your occupation in the Lord. And I believe that the Lord is pleased with that. Amen. And we're going to go to two books in the Bible. Job, the 23rd chapter. Job, the 23rd chapter. Keep your hand there. And 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Job, the 23rd chapter. And after Job, the 23rd chapter, I'll be going to 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. And that would be verse 12 in Kings. When you have Job, the 23rd chapter, say amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. And this is Job speaking. Amen. Job was a man that had a walk with the Lord. Amen. Even if you go to the first chapter of Job, and where God begins to describe Job as being a perfect and upright man. Amen. A one that eschewed evil, which means wherever evil was present, he got out of the presence of evil. Why? So that his good works may not be evil spoken of. That's the heart Job had. Job, the 23rd chapter, verse number 8, beginning. The Bible says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doeth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is where King Solomon had gathered all the leaders, amen, of the city together. Amen. And the Ark of the Covenant, amen, was, they were speaking of, and they had to take the Ark of the Covenant, amen, and he gathered all the elders and the leaders together in the city. And when he did so, beginning at the 12th verse, 1 Kings, the 8th chapter.
You got it? Okay.
Bless you. I want to start at the 10th verse.
16.
Amen. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place. Let's go to the 8th verse. And they drew out the staffs, that the ends of the staffs were seen out of the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. 9th verse, there was nothing in the ark save or except the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb. That's when God wrote on the two tables of stone the Ten Commandments. Amen. And hewed it out with the, and wrote the Ten Commandments with the finger of God. He said with his own finger. And Moses put there, okay, the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. 10th verse. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. 12th verse. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we come, God, before thee, Lord God, as humble as we know how, God, that you may, Lord God, speak through me, God, this night, God, that every word that cometh out of my mouth, God, I trust and believe, God, that it is you, God, that will speak this night, God. And God, if there be only any hearers of your word only in this place, after you complete thy word, God, your mission, not only allow them to be hearers only, but doers also of your word, God. And Lord, as your word begin to fall on good ground, God, upon your people, Lord God, allow your people to receive your word, God. And we bind the devil on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Saints of God, you may have your seats at this time. Saints of God, the Lord has a word for his people. Amen, tonight. Amen. Amen. When I was at mine home, I like to speak sometimes as the men of God, we will speak in the Bible. using mine instead of my, as I was in mine home, amen, seeking the Lord for a word. I fell asleep upon my couch, and the Lord, amen, took me into a dream. And in the dream, saints of God, that it was my time to preach. It was Friday night, as it is tonight. I was pulling up to the church, getting ready to go forth unto the Lord for his, unto his people. And Pastor Marbury had sent me somewhere for some reason. And when I got back, service was dismissed. As I was pulling back in front of the church, and I decided, as the Lord led me to pull around the side of the church, as I began to pull around the side of the church to see if there was anybody in the back, if I had seen any lights on in the back where the fellowship hall is, to see if was there anyone left here. And as I began to pull around the side of the church, it became dark to a point to where, as I was driving my truck, I could not even see, even with my headlights on, that it had become so dark, seeming as though I seen some white clouds somewhere in the midst of the darkness that I seen, but I could not see anything else, not even with the headlights on my truck. And suddenly there was a force against me within my vehicle, whereas I could not even hold the steering column to stare the vehicle in the route that it should go, and to press on the foot pedal, that the force was so much against me to where the truck was rolling by itself. And I began to ask God, Lord, what do you mean by this dream that I had upon my couch? And so I began to search the scriptures, and I began to find how Solomon, amen, began to gather the men of God, amen, the leaders, amen, the people of God together, amen, and encourage them by telling them that the Lord dwells even in the thick darkness. And in the middle of your darkness, you cannot see. For the scriptures even begin to say in the scriptures where God's face is hidden. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Though we ask, we're not receiving. Though we're seeking and we're not finding. And we're knocking and no one's coming to the door because of the thick darkness. And the Bible says that God is the one that tries the reins of our heart. God is. And we walk by faith and not by the things that we see. And because the blind man was blind before, he trusted that the Lord, amen, would give him sight. Though he had been seeking for sight upon years and years and years. And when Jesus finally showed up on the scene, he believed him to the point that the Lord would give him sight. But how many know that there is a time and a place for everything? And in God's timing, all is perfected. God took me into a dream before, and God told me, he said, it is in God's timing. For we ask for many things, and we seek for a lot of things, and we become discouraged because we're not finding it, for we're not apprehending it, for we cannot gain what we're asking for. But God said, in the midst of your trial, even as the Hebrew boy is thrown in the furnace of the fire, there was a fourth in the midst of the fire with them. It was the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself. God began to say that he's not slack concerning the things that he promised. God said that he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Even you, he have chosen you in the furnace of your affliction. Everything that you're going through, God said weeping may endure for a night, but the time will come when joy will come in the morning. God said that a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Don't you be discouraged if your joy don't come on tomorrow. Don't you be discouraged if your joy don't come on next week. Don't be discouraged if your joy don't come when you want it. For God may not come when you want him, but he's what? Amen. Always on time. God has come to encourage his people this night. Even in the furnace of your affliction, even in the midst of your storm, the Bible begins to say, we plow in hope. For them that wait upon the Lord, he said, they shall renew their strength. Sometimes all you got to do is wait, which is the work you got to do. Or if all you can do is wait, you continue to wait on God. Even in the midst of the darkness, and God began to say the thick darkness, and this is just not a normal trial. But God said he's there. Even in the midst of everything you're going through, though it may not look like it, though it may not feel like it, I received prophecy after prophecy, and I didn't see it yet. I received a word after word, and I didn't receive it yet. Them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God said that he's a consuming fire. Everything that comes against the Spirit of the Lord, everything that comes against the people of God, God began to say he's that consuming fire that will consume everything, amen, that comes to try you, everything that comes against you from getting close to the Lord your God. God, that consuming fire will consume every evil work, every wicked word that cometh against the people of God. God said, and in the midst of that darkness, I saw a light that was on. God doesn't want his people to be discouraged. And in the midst of your waiting, as long as we continue to walk in the doors of the church, he said, forsake not the assembling together of the brethren, as the manner of some is. Within the church is where my strength is. The church is just like the weight room to get your natural body strong and fit. The church is likewise just like the weight room. And as long as you keep coming within the doors, giving him thanks for what you don't even see yet, giving him thanks for what you've been speaking for months and months and months, as long as you give him thanks, God begin to say and give it to you, speak those things that are not as though they were. God began to say that he created his people in his image. And he said, don't you know in the book of Psalms, he said, don't you know that ye are gods? Now, little g, not a big g. But don't you know that ye are gods? That you can speak things into existence? It doesn't matter if you don't see it tomorrow. It doesn't matter if you don't see it when you want to see it. As long as you keep speaking it, you watch God. As you continue on the right path unto God. Yes, the Lord said, command ye me. But everybody can't command God. It takes the Spirit of God, amen, to command the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God on the inside of you can command the Lord. But everybody cannot command God. It takes a life that must be lived without hypocrisy. Though hypocrisy may come, there's an altar that we may fall upon in our knees and repent unto the Lord. And we may become perfect again. But even in the midst of our storm, even in the midst of everything you're going through, God is there. It doesn't matter if you can't see anything, you can't walk. Trust in the Lord. I received a card from somebody one day, and that card had my name on it. The name is Vincent. That's my name. And Vincent, it means victorious. And underneath victorious, it had a scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Some things we ain't gonna always understand. But as long as we trust him, even when we can't see him, even when we cannot feel him, God is there. And because he's God, God speaks when he desires to speak. He moves when he desires to move. I heard someone say, my mouth is, I saw in the word where it says, my mouth ain't a prayer book. So just because I say something sometimes, don't mean it's gonna happen all the time or at my timing. Everything is in the will of the Lord. But as long as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as we continue to walk by faith and not by what we see, it doesn't matter. See, you walk in a line. You walk in a line. And your conscience, your peripheral vision, sees what's on the left and it sees what's on the right. You got lions and tigers and bears. And we become afraid because of what we see on our left and in our right. And see, this line that I'm walking is the straight and narrow. See, it's that line that we got to walk carefully in order to make it to glory, in order to make it into the pearly gates, in order to make it into heaven, in order to make it to the point where God said in Revelations that if you want to be holy, keep on being holy. Keep on walking the straight and narrow. And the straight and narrow ain't easy. It ain't easy. That's why our reward will be with the Lord when he comes back to reward every man according to his work shall be. Because it ain't easy. A reward comes after a test. But as long as we continue to walk in him, for him, speak and walk. Open your mouth and walk. Speaking and walking, they both play hand in hand. Just like faith and the works. Just like the spirit and the body. Hand in hand. Knowledge and wisdom, they hand in hand. You need both of them. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. A wise man gaineth a soul. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who are wise, they fear God. And if I fear God, I'm going to pay attention to the knowledge that I know. And I'm going to do as God says do, and don't do as God says don't do. That's wisdom and that's knowledge. That's why God began to say, if you know to do good and don't do, he said, you shall be beaten with many stripes. For God said that he's a rewarder. And he's going to reward every man. And that every man means woman too. According to whatsoever I have done in the rim of the earth. For my reward is waiting on me. Whether it be a good reward or a bad reward. Or a reward can go either way, to the left or to the right. It can go up or down. That's a reward. Ain't no guarantee it's going to go all to the right. Take a look in the mirror. That's why Paul says, examine yourself. And Paul also began to say that my flesh died daily because Paul examines himself. Because Paul recognized that I, Paul, the sovereign of the Lord. I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord. You know what a prisoner is? A prisoner is one that's limited. Four corners, not even all four walls, not a crack or crevice to even sift my way out of the will of God. God said he chastised them that he loved. And yes, the word says, and them that are without are bastards. You know what a bastard is? One without leadership. One without a father, a fatherless child. Anybody can be a bastard in the natural and in the spirit. God is talking about the spirit. He said first natural, then spirit. God wants you to get in the spirit now. So you can have a right to the tree of life. God said you will be without excuse. It's time to feed ourselves in the spirit realm. He said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Your beauty can't get you in. Your money, your silver and gold can't get you in. Your fine cars can't get you in the kingdom. But the Spirit of God, even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. Verse 9, the Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir, such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, You're going to keep my commandments. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do